views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Wow. Hey, everybody. Look at welcome, welcome, welcome. It's so great to have you tune us in and turn us on. Okay. So you all have heard me talk about what is all that noise I'm hearing? I thought for a minute, maybe like Carter was like playing the last show or something. I'm like, what the heck? What am I saying? Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Look at big energy, big, big. You heard me talk about, I'm going to do a whole show on it. But before I wanted to do a show, Dr. Bree Gibbs joining me here today. She is living what the new energy is about. The changes she's made in her life. The new entrepreneur adventure she embarked on, the new expansive nature of how to bring consciousness to the storefront, alchemy of the goddesses, and a new healing modality. Why? Because the world is calling for it. You know, I think about this and I think about our lives and what we've kind of endured last year. And many of you don't know about it. We can talk about it a little bit. But out of the fire comes the phoenix. And that means that we are here to serve all of you better. See, when we talk about this stuff, and when you hear me talk about expanding the network, it is not because I sit down and think about how much more money I can spend to really do this. None of it has anything to do with it. It has to do with an energy that's calling Bree forward, me forward, to do more. And honestly, I don't know what it is, but we've asked all of you, what is it you want us to bring more of? How can we connect heart to heart with you better? It doesn't matter when you look at our profiles, Dr. Bree, nationally, internationally known speaker, teacher, transmedium, all of that. When we show up now with this big energy, it is in the spirit of helping and assisting anyone that's listening today live or on Facebook, tap in to that gift, that talent that you have. Today, we are thrilled and honored to introduce all of you to something very special, Alchemy of the Goddesses Healing and Teaching Center. Thank you, Dr. Bree. It's great to be connecting with you again. I'm excited about what's going to be happening next year. But I got to ask you a question.
Sir.
What happened? What was it that happened in the process to what we're about to talk about today where you said, yes, I am coming out into the world. I am here with Teresa. We are building something. We're creating something. And it's almost as if you and I went from, maybe, right? That, maybe, to like, yes, yes, yes. What happened?
Let me tell you.
All right. Tell
me. Imagine yourself stripped naked and say, I surrender. That's what I had to do. And that's what we all have to do. And you know, it was the greatest experience. You've been on this journey with me. And when I surrendered to the Christ consciousness, the galactic, the animal kingdom, the elemental kingdom, everything of light, it all just came into place. No matter which way I looked at it, which way I thought would be best for me, I went with guidance. And with the, when we work with the guidance realm, we cannot make no mistakes. There are no mistakes. There are experiences. And when we have that experience, we're done. We go forward and we keep going. And so Alchemy of the Goddesses was formed to bring this energy forward into the new fifth dimension. Now I want to explain something right there, Pat. People say on a third dimensional level, we're thinking we are on the fifth dimension. We're in everything. Everything is around us. It's more than just one dimension. So even though I, like I said, third dimensional thinking is third dimension. We're in the fifth. Well, if you're staying in the fifth dimension and you're heart centered from your golden heart center to your heart chakra, right? Then you're centered and you're staying in that love and you're putting your thoughts in your heart chakra before you even open your mouth. Then you're staying more than 51% of the time. Now, I will tell you what happened is during this transformation that I was going through, and I had to get off the air for a while, is I was driving to Teresa's house, which is my business partner and friend, right?
Yeah.
And I forgot where I was. All of a sudden, I didn't know where I was. I went, and I'm seeing like little hobbit houses. And this is the only way I can explain it, greenhouses, right? And these waterfalls. And I had to pull over, finally call her, where do you live? And I realized that one of my aspects of who I am, or was, is driving the car. And I had to get myself together and turn my car around. And I said, oh, I'm on this, like a couple, only a couple blocks away from my house. But that's the first idea of the fifth dimension. So now, when you stay in that love state, and a lot of people are saying, stay in the love state, stay in the love state. Well, how do you get to the love state? Put all those thoughts in your heart and you will stay in the love state more than 51% of the time. They're saying that people are, there's only 10% of people in the love in the fifth dimensional state. I don't buy that. I believe there's a whole lot more that are in that fifth dimensional state constantly, even though we're in on the air. But you and I, as we're talking, are in fifth and above, if you want to go on a third dimensional level.
I want to talk about this for a minute, because just you know me, I don't talk politics. So I'm not going to talk politics today. What I am going to talk about an energy that showed up yesterday.
Okay.
And it is a goddess energy. And it showed up yesterday in one of the most unlikely people in our Congress. One of the people that is more disliked than any other woman politician on the planet. And what happened yesterday was a pivotal moment of standing in a yes. Now, I am not siding on one party or the other. This isn't about it. This is about goddess energy that we're talking about.
Right.
And I thought, okay, I can't talk about it on the show. But as I was preparing for today, I was struck by, and I didn't see the clip of this until recently. And what the clip showed was a divine feminine energy in a masculine moment, in a professional and profound, literally 4 seconds of words that came out of our mouth. And what I want to ask you about in this is for you, this is what you went through.
Correct.
But the manifestation of it was enormous.
Yes.
Right. You and I have known each other for a while now, and Teresa, who you can't see on the camera at the moment, but there is an embodiment of when that energy comes together in harmony. What was that harmonic resonance for you, Bree, and Alchemy of the Goddesses?
I think for me, it came to the point where when I said I surrender and I started seeing the change. And when I started seeing the change was when I started working harder and harder on the breath of life, what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And that was the most important timing The timing had to be right before we opened the center. And it took us 2 months. Most people go in, paint, throw the stuff in, don't do nothing. And they just, you know, here's my sore. Well, we are a teaching and healing center first. Mm-hmm. It's not, we have a small storefront. It's not about, you know, it's the tools that people need to buy is what we have in here.
Yeah. And we're showing pictures throughout this. Carter, I think you're putting pictures of the center up on Facebook Live for us to look at, because when I look at the pictures that y'all sent, mm-hmm. I don't get small storefront. So let's talk about that energy. You know, you're talking about a physical space, correct? But I don't get that energy. And so I don't know what y'all did. I really don't. I mean, I would almost venture to say that, you know, you have a teammate like I got. You got Teresa. I got Linda. And they're all about, let's get it done.
And that's what Teresa's about.
Let's get it done. But let's not compromise.
Correct.
Let's not cut back on the energy of this.
No.
We must honor the spiritual realm.
Right. And that's what we did here. So mm-hmm. with less wow. than 800 square feet, I have the center that you see behind me. A bathroom, a small healing room, and a kitchen so I can do my alchemy oils and everything I'm doing, right? That we're teaching people tonight on, actually. But it may look large, but with all the energy that's in here, they bright widened it out for us some. They had to.
So when I think about this, I look at it as alchemy without boundaries.
Correct.
See, space, with the space is like a man-made thing or a people-made thing.
And that's third-dimensional thinking.
Third-dimensional thinking. What you're created now is a new healing modality that's mm-hmm. all part of this. The physicality of what you have, and certainly the physicality of what the team here is creating, mm-hmm. is of the third dimension. So we can share or create a portal to another dimension. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, what does it mean to hold the fifth dimension energy? Why is it so important? What is it that we are going to connect the dots with, honestly, from the previous show to now? What is it that is coming through us? Look, I just want to say one thing. Had a class reunion that I didn't go to because I had a wedding back on the East Coast, Plainfield, New Jersey, I graduated from. So these people are looking and they find me, right? They Google my name, spell it wrong, but they find me. So the people that are creating it contact me, send me an email, say, and this is what they said in it. Let me share it when we come back. I want to tell you what they shared in the email when we come back, because it gives a sense of how maybe you and I are probably the most unlikely people. The most unlikely people to be carrying this fifth dimension torch forward. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as we reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit JenniferNoelleTaylor.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you ready to finally feel empowered and knowledgeable in your political stance? Let Marsha Padilla Goad educate you on exactly how important grassroots advocacy is in a relatable way to all perspectives. Tune in to Grassroots Advocacy Radio with Marsha every first Tuesday of the month at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit DynamicsInPublicAffairs.com.
Are you ready to shift gears from spiritual seeker to spiritual rock star? Let Nova Whiteman be your aligning force that will help you navigate the ups and downs of this human experience. Tune in to Spiritual Alignment Radio with Nova Whiteman every second Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit NovaWhiteman.com. That's NovaWhiteman.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Sweet baby, your sex has meaning. No, this time you stay till the morning. Duvet days and vanilla ice cream.
I have to tell you, I'm very disappointed, everybody, but not in Dr. Bree Gibbs. I'll tell you what I'm disappointed in a moment. But before we do that, we're talking about the space that if you're on Facebook Live, people can see. Beyond having a storefront, you have opened up your doors to invite a community of healers, of people in there to share their gifts and their talents. And we're going to talk about that, because when two or more are gathered, amazing things show up. For you, Dr. Bree, what showed up was a new modality that the world needs. Before we get to that, how can people find out about you? How can people find out about Alchemy of the Goddesses? Now, let's make sure we give out websites, information, all of the above.
Okay, so they can go to drbreegibbs.com, alchemyofthegoddesses.com. Our telephone number here is 253-735-7877. And they can even just Google us. Excuse me.
Yes. Also want to tell everybody, Dr. Bree Gibbs is going to be coming back on air, baby.
Oh, it's going to be a show. Everybody's not going to forget.
I am so happy. The other thing I want to say is one of my favorite things to do is to learn how to make gifts by hand. So on December 13th, right? Aren't you having like spiritual oils and so forth?
Or, oh, yeah.
Tell me about what you're doing, fifth dimensional oils. Because when I read about this, I was thinking, wow, that's like tomorrow. Did I make that up, Teresa?
No, it's actually tonight.
Oh, right. I got the wrong night. There you go. Thank
you. Who knows if this,
but I will let somebody find out.
Yeah.
But let's make sure everybody has alchemyofthegoddesses.com, right?
Right.
Okay.
And so the other thing is we're at 1528 8th Street Northeast, Auburn, Washington. And come on down. We're starting at 6 o'clock to 7:30. And actually, my base oil is from my family lineage. Get that. Five generations back.
That's better than my grandmother's five generation meatball recipe. That tops that.
But what's really cool about it is they are having me make these oils, and everybody's going to be able to make their oils and have the base in it, and they're going to know how to live in a fifth dimensional body and life. Mm-hmm.
I love it, because in order for us to move into the energy, we've got to have those ancient. See, people ask the question, what did the Egyptians used to do? Well, the reason the entire species of humanity didn't die out was they learned how to use natural remedies. Oils were right up there. We're going to give away two healings today on the show of the breath of life energy and reading. But before we do, let us talk about what does it mean to hold the fifth dimension energy? This is not a small thing. Why is it important? How do we do it?
You say it's not a small thing. And I'm going, no, it's not. But you don't have to make it hard either.
No. I didn't say hard.
No, you didn't say hard.
Yeah.
But a lot of people think, oh, I have to be this way all the time, or I cannot stay in that fifth dimension, or I need to stop this, or I need to stop that. I'm going to tell you, quit using four-letter words to people. Love everybody, no matter who they are. You see somebody that needs a cup of coffee on the street, give them a cup of coffee. You, everything that you do in love, and you know, everybody says, stay in your heart center, stay in your heart center. Well, you got your golden heart, you know, heart center here, also at the bottom of your throat, right? And so bring all those thoughts down there, and you will not meet a stranger. You will know every person you walk by, who they are. You might know them in another lifetime, but you know them. And they're all here. We are all here. And two unlikely people to be holding this energy, you are so right. You know, but if you, it's so easy to stay in this fifth dimensional being part. And we're more than just in the fifth. We're in everything. You know, people come out with different codes and this and that, and that's great. But all those codes are available to everybody. Everything is available to everybody. I can't say that enough. Mm-hmm. If I think about my heart, if it doesn't feel good, whatever I put in my heart, I transmit it in love and get rid of it right away. To stay in that fifth dimensional being over 51% of the time. You know, I wouldn't give up any changes that I've been through. And you know what I've been through. You've been on this journey with me. Yeah. And I wouldn't change anything because that's what got me to where I'm at. And everybody's going through changes. You've been through your own, you know, to be able to be here now. And the sixth and the seventh and the eighth and ninth, they're all open. Just raise up to it. Like you were talking about doing things in the studio at third dimensional. You're really not working at third dimensional, even in your studio.
Yeah.
You're raising the vibration. You built this platform maybe on a third dimension, but now it's up in the fifth and the sixth and the seventh, and you keep raising every day as you're doing your work. Yeah. When I'm going to, excuse me, pull Teresa over here.
Yeah, that's it. There she is. Look at her.
There.
Yahoo.
My Teresa, like you're Linda, right?
Exactly. Okay.
And so we partnered up to bring in the right energy in this place. And this place is available to every healer, reader, as long as they're coming from their heart center and bringing their true authentic self forward and saying, okay, they surrender to whoever and the masters and ascended masters. And I've embraced my ascended master self and I expanded my I am presence. And that's one of the most important things you need to do to stay in the fifth dimension. There are people leaving the planet constantly right now. And this year alone, you know, I had 7 dogs. And this year alone, 4 of them had to leave. And that was heartbreaking for me that I had to let them go. But then I asked why. They were only there to help me, to guide me. Even my animals were guiding me to get me into the fifth and get me above and remember who I am and why I'm here. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't change anything Teresa's gone through. She had to go through so much to be.
Teresa looks different.
Doesn't she?
Teresa, you look different. And you're like glowing. I mean, literally you are. I mean, your aura is like totally glowing, like happy, 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 right? Like the Pharrell song.
When you start living your passion, you get that way. You really do.
You get hair like this too, so look out.
I got hair like that. I started to grow it.
But she always wanted to learn to heal. And something kept holding this boat back on healing. I thought, well, I'll do the marriage healing, some God's work, this and that. And then when she finally got this weekend certified in Breath of Life energy, she just the glowing happened, the aura happened, and now she's doing the work that she's here to do.
And that's what we're talking about, though. We're talking about the new modality, breath of life energy.
And that is of the fifth dimension and higher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you want to go past the 33rd, you're going past the 33rd with this one.
Yeah. One of the things I want to say to everybody, we have two healings with Dr. Bree to give away on the show. I want to go ahead, Benny, and do one of them now. And because it's going to open up the door for us to talk about them. 1-800-930-2819. Also, if you're watching on Facebook Live, what I'm going to need you to do is just type in on Facebook Live, yes, I would like to receive it. And then one of the things that we'll do is we'll pick a random drawing. 1-800-930-2819 into Benny. And we'll make sure we'll do the first caller there. I want to talk about this breath of life. Now, you know, here's a little tidbit. The whole school reunion thing, like a gazillion years later, I didn't know what was going on in the Plainfield High School. And they've tracked me down. And the first thing they say to me is, OMG, we thought you were dead. We heard that you got kicked out on the street. You were like homeless. Then somebody said that you killed we thought you were dead. And I said, you know, in a sense, that part of me did die. Mm-hmm. And they kept asking me, are you the same Pat Basile that went to Plainfield High School? I said, yes. I did. I graduated Plainfield mm-hmm. High School. Mm-hmm. And then they went on, are you the Pat Basile that used to tease her hair real high? And I said, that was only my junior year. And then after that, I went hippie. I said, yes, that's me. I said, how many Pat Basiles do you know? They said, it's a miracle. It's like a miracle. And I'm thinking, it is a miracle, Bree, mm-hmm. and so are you. But of life energy is miraculous. Tell us about that.
What happened? Let me start with the beginning. What happened was I was working on Teresa, and she's my client at the time, 2 years ago. And all of a sudden I heard, put your hands like this and blow. I went, okay, who's talking to me? Oh, I have to go out to counsel in my healing room, right? Standing room only in there, believe me. And I blew. And so for 2 years, they had me master this breath of life. And all of a sudden, she could move her knee. All of a sudden, she could move her arm. And everything that was happening, and I went, it was like amazing. Because I was seeing the difference, you know. And I was going, okay, so I got 2 years of transformations I had to go through. A part of me had to die and come back when I had the TIA. My higher self had to walk in, and the ascended master part of me had to walk in and, you know, do its job to get me ready to bring the rest of it through. The thing is, it's from the Christ consciousness. The galaxies are part of the Christ consciousness, depending which ones you're working with, but they're all, most of them are all from that, right? So the Orions, Assyrians, Palladians, Astartes and Command, you know, I'm talking about they all came in to teach me this. Yeah. So it'd be like 1 week this person went to council, another council. And so, oh, you guys are going, oh, you know, Master Jesus, Mother Mary helped me run through all this energy through me. And when I finally asked them, I said, what is this called? They said, the breath of life. I said, why are you calling it this? They said, because they can self-heal with this. You can heal others with this. And I noticed with me, I started working on me with it. I said, okay, I gained all this weight. And I started working on it really hard in the last year. And I have a thyroid, you know, that doesn't work. And I'm putting myself in a bubble and I'm blowing. And all of a sudden, 20 pounds are gone. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. My doctor says, now you lose the 30 pounds worth of fat. We'll get there. Okay. So, but the thing about it is that is higher than fifth dimensional, living and thinking. So food changes, everything changes, but this breath of life is so important for people to learn. So even though you see me put my hands up like this, it's a symbol that we use, and I'm about 4 feet, 4 inches away from my face, and I'd be 4 inches away from the client. But they don't know who all I'm calling in, so I would not recommend it to you. At least talk to me, because a lot of people will see that and they go, oh, I'll just blow. Well, you don't know who you're calling in to blow for. That didn't sound right.
No, it's, I get because one of the things that we said earlier is that we are in this place of a harmonic resurgence, not mm-hmm. convergence, resurgence.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And what I mean by that is what we do really needs to be quite focused and determinate, like blowing into the ethers of everything.
Right.
That's not what I'm feeling. And what you're saying is that we have to really have a concentration.
Right.
Which to allow for the expansion of the molecules.
Right. And here's the whole thing is you actually move your ego and your mind out of the way and allow them to come through, and we're the conduits, and bring that energy through you. And once so, there I was doing it, and St. Germain and I were dancing like in the, what's that movie called? It was,
what?
It's not Dirty Dancing.
No, it's not. Dirty Dancing with St. Germain.
No. This,
that had to be it.
No, it's actually like Gone with the Wind.
Oh, Gone with the Wind.
Yeah, I have to remember that one for next time. So I say, okay, St. Germain, take me somewhere. We're going to have a special episode. Take me somewhere. And so we're like doing this dancing as I'm doing this work. So you're pushing, you're, you know, becoming a medium, a healer medium that way. Others are. And so they're able to just slide their mind and their bodies out of the way. And I had one go saying, well, I can see this and that. I said, no, I don't want you to see. And then she figured out, oh, I don't have to see. I just let them guide me. Yes, that's it. Kind of cool, huh?
It's cool. And we're going to talk about this when we come back.
Yeah.
51%. That means that 49% of the time, we can just be our ornery selves.
Hmm.
When we are in that space, that 51, what is it about that that hungers us for 52, for 53, for 54, for 55? When we get a taste of the freedom of that breath of life, when we get a taste of that, it sets us on the pathway to birthright of 100% of that freedom. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what happens when the healing begins. Fasten your seatbelt for how your life will change. Dr. Bree Gibbs. I'm Dr. Pat. Short break. We'll be right back.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Are you new to playing with the law of attraction or a seasoned pro looking for an easy and organized way to monitor your co-creation endeavors as you draw them from the immaterial planes into your physical reality? Then join me over at goldenotter.us for bi-monthly new and full moon rituals where we plant seeds of intention, then harvest the fruits of our desires as part of a dynamic community in the members-only Lunar Manifestations Forum. I'm Autumn Seibel, host of Golden Otter Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream, and I can't wait to meet you.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
The knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Did you know that you have a joy muscle? It's a muscle just like any other in your body that can get stronger the more you use it. So if you're looking to feel more joy more of the time, start by giving your joy muscle a regular workout. Just like you might go to the gym and lift weights to build body muscles, it's the same with your joy muscle. Find out what exercises or activities or people cause you to feel joy and make them into a regular joy routine. Just small, simple things, but do them often. If you actively work your joy muscle in this way, it'll grow in no time. I'm Lynn Horde, creator of Joy School and host of Gimme the Joy Radio, which you can join me for every second and fourth Thursday of the month, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. UK time, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Wow. Hey, everybody. I'm so excited about this. AlchemyOfTheGoddesses.com, DrBreeGibbs.com. Go ahead and give them a call at 253-735-7877. As I said before, we're giving away two full healings with Dr. Bree Gibbs, the Breath of Life Energy and Reading. 1-800-930-2819. Right now, we're going to give it away. 1-800-930-2819. One of the things I want to say, and Bree, I'm so thrilled, so happy for you. Really beautiful. One of the things that I've discovered in speaking with you and seeing what you and Teresa have created is that there is a teaching here and a sharing here. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a sharing energy. There is a master technique to this. So you're not just introducing the breath of life energy. You are actually sharing this with people. What have you put together to do that? And what do you think is most important about you sharing / teaching?
You know, I think what's really important is I saw this last Sunday when I did the first class, and I saw how everybody just glowed and how they were able to connect into the energy and let the energy come through. And I've heard from them the last couple of days, it's been great, but Teresa will call me, I did this, or another student will call me, I did that. I said, great, you guys are getting it. Keep alive, right? And so the thing is, this energy that as we breathe, and we breathe in this breath of life energy, it heals also inside of our bodies also. So you're not having to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so as you're breathing, you don't think. Just breathe that in, a deep whale breath once in a while, or just do it. But the thing is when you're staying in a happy space and a loving space, is constantly there with you, constantly. You want me to know that?
I'm leaning into this. No, I am. I'm leaning into it. And what I'm leaning into is the power of the calm of it. You know what I mean? So a lot of times, and especially what I've noticed in 15 years doing this, Bree, is that we have this idea, and it stems from notions of be here now, meaning to some people, don't take any action, right? That's not what we're talking about.
No.
No. We're talking about entering and engaging in a new energy that is being brought forth in the world, right? I mean, one of the examples I gave earlier was a highly unexpected response from one of our women Congress people. Mm-hmm. Highly unexpected. And also one of our senators. But we want to talk about her. So for some reason, we don't want to talk about him, right? Want to talk about her, right? As if everybody is shocked when women stand in their power.
Okay.
That's changing.
That is so changing. Let me tell you. So we're in a major society right now. You know, goddesses are coming forward. Even if they don't know they're gods, they are. They're coming forward and they're standing in their power of who and what and where they are. And it doesn't matter who, what, when, and where. What matters is, are they standing now? Are they willing to keep their feet and stay firm and say, okay, I'm bringing this power, this energy, whatever they're doing, and stay firm? I'm sorry, but I'm going to stand firm in what I do. I think back 2 years ago, and I think of everything that I had to put. Okay, let's just be real. What I had to put you through to get to where I'm at. Okay, I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not proud of it, but it took all of that to get to where I'm at now. So would it change anything? No. So, you know, when I learned this breath of life and I mastered the techniques and all of a sudden they said, okay, you can start talking about it now. It happened when I was asked to speak and it just came flying out of my mouth. I was running through the audience, touching everybody, doing all this stuff. I'm going, oh my gosh, a massage table would have been easier for me. But I was happy in my body, half out. And as I'm touching, and one woman actually saw one of my guides following me around. And it was just amazing. But, you know, I stood firm in what I had. And somebody had talked to me the next day. And I said, it was like church. And I said, no, that's nothing like church. It was a goddess that was doing her job. And I'm not going to change any of that.
No.
No. No. And so I'm going to pull Teresa in here for a second.
Okay.
So Teresa, let's continue. There we go. You got her in there? Okay. So Teresa has seen every step I've had to go through. And I don't know how she dealt with it. I just have to bless her and love her for how she had to deal with it.
Well, I think the same way that Linda's dealt with me.
Oh, I'm telling you.
1972. They have a sense of resilience. Mm-hmm. There's a sense of something about their makeup and character that's very hard to put your finger on.
Right.
And
we're stubborn.
Yeah.
Stubborn. Thank you. Oh, I didn't say that. All right. I did not say that, Linda. But there is, there is truly a sense of that. I would like to call it perseverance.
It is perseverance, but you know what? The stubbornness in there and boundaries are very important. You know how I am about that.
Yeah.
You know, the breath of life, I want to explain something right now. The breath of life, when it came on Teresa's knee first and studying that and learning it and listening to it. I did it on my animals. I did it on my husband. I did it on whatever I could think of, right? Okay, I got this cat here. I got this dog here. You know, working on people. And I would say, okay, what can we do to get this out there? And it's like, we'll let you know when the time is right. And now the time is right. And now I will be teaching and certifying people into doing the breath of life. There's no way to explain it. So you imagine what we have, 70 million, a trillion atoms or molecules in us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So
so we have 70 trillion, right? And so think of all of those. Every time you're doing this breath of life, it's going in your body and out to their body also. And when you use this energy, and this new energy is the highest energy that can be on the planet right now. That's the one thing I want to say. You can't bring anything higher than this right now. We have the Christ Galactic in here.
Yeah.
You know,
and it's within us.
Right.
See, it's us.
True. It's us.
It's not like Bobby Joe or this person or that person. Mm-hmm. It is absolutely contained within us. It is the thing that says to us, don't walk down that dark alley in New York City in the morning, Pat. Right? It's that thing. But Bree, I think sometimes we don't know how to cultivate it. And isn't that the work you're doing? Isn't that what you're doing to say, this energy is for each and every one of us if you choose.
Right.
Choose it in your life.
If you choose to have it in your life.
Right.
It's a choice. So there's a second phase coming to this even. And it actually happened today. And I went, whoa, that was new. Don't talk about it. But I said, okay, I won't talk about it. But that's not fair because that was too cool. You know, and Trish was sitting next to me. And all of a sudden, I'm just feeling her knee. And I had to do a certain thing and blow in a way that I didn't do before. And I was like, oh, that's a new way, too. That's going to be even easier. But they had to make it harder before they could make it easier for us.
Yeah.
So see how committed we are. And my inner guides actually talk right now. How committed we are we willing to raise up to the vibration and the occasion also because to do this? And are you willing to learn all the steps and stick with it? Now, they're very firm about this.
But why wouldn't we stick with it? So here's the thing. Let's talk about this. Mm-hmm. We don't stick with it because we get afraid, right?
Yeah.
We listen to what other people say to us about the pathway and the journey we're on. Mm-hmm. We think about the fact, I'm like you. I went through a period of time in my life where I was 100 pounds heavier than mm-hmm. I am now. But I know what that was about now. And I know that the time for me to then keep that, leave that, move on, do this, do that. I mean, it all became out of the healing of self. And that's what you all are creating. And as we move forward, I'm excited to talk about what you're going to be doing next year. Because, see, sometimes we think we do a thing and we're done. But the thing wants to have this other thing done, and then we do the other thing, and people think, oh, look at them ego-driven people. No.
No.
Honestly, I wake up some days, and I know that this I'm being guided to do something. And boy, I better figure out how to have a great team of people that I'm so blessed to have to help me do it. Because this is not a one-person show.
No. And this is not a one-person show here. Let me tell you, with this technique, no ego can be involved. Sometimes the ego can be good. Other times it can be bad. It depends on how you use the situation. But if you're on an egotistical way of living, and that is third dimensional, quote, as we say, right? But if you're living that fifth dimensional and above, and you stay there over 51% of the time, the energy just flows through you, around you. It's like a swirling. And when I was downloaded with all of it, it was like swirling around. And then it came right into my head, went through the body and out my fingertips and everywhere. And my animals, it was really funny because I have four dogs now. And they were all just looking at me like, what happened to you? Mm-hmm. And I can communicate with the animals and say, oh, I surrendered and I'm done now. You know, because it was the last part of it, right? And now it was like, go out and heal the masses. And I went, the masses? And I couldn't figure out how that was going to work out.
Right.
And they actually showed me how I can do it. So what's going to be coming up, which is going to be really cool, I am going to be going out with other teachers that I've trained that are going to be teaching with me. We will be healing the masses. We will be traveling. We will be letting other people be able to come in and learn this technique, you know, and it's not that expensive to learn this at all. I want you to know that, first of all. It's a level that we all pay for a haircut and do and stuff and our fingernails, you know, that kind of thing, right? And they can learn this. And so I'll be setting up different events the oils that are being made tonight is all going to be about the fifth dimension and above. And they can use it. They have the herbs and everything in there. And it's oils that can be used constantly.
Yeah.
Spiritual oils are very necessary. That's my opinion. And as a goddess, and I've used them since I was a little girl. The other thing is, you know, to master this technique takes several amounts of diligence in you that you're willing to go through. And if you're willing to go through the steps and do the work and, you know, at first you get really excited. I did this. But once you put that away, then it comes even stronger into you. So that's why I have them keep a notebook. You know,
We all do. I mean, you know, when we're talking about that next thing for us, and I want to talk a little bit about this, you know, during the show today. One of the things I want to say to all of you listening is, once upon a time, not too long ago, a big thing for me to do was to get up and get off the couch. And so when Bree and I talk about the kind of energy, it is without judgment about what that means. You know, for many of us, we have lived in a place where on a good day, if we could get up and get into the kitchen and make some soup or something, that was an outstanding big energy day. So this isn't about talking about the wildest thing you could think of. This is about whatever that next thing is for you to breathe life into it. Mm-hmm. That's what we're talking about when we're talking about this healing, breath of life healing. It gives you the ability to breathe life into it. Then you look at that next thing and you breathe life into it. And then the next thing. And then the next thing. And the reason, Bree, I think this is important is because we like to see the fruits of our labor.
Yes.
And getting up off the couch, right? It was so hard for me during a period of time in my life, mm-hmm. not too long ago, mm-hmm. That when that happened, it really felt miraculous. And you're working with people in all walks of life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I've had people come in that say, I want a reading. That's it. And I'll say a certain price. And I say, come on. I'm not going to charge you any extra. Let's go to my healing room.
Yeah.
They needed it. And that is part of the thing that I need to really share with people right now. I know we only have 2 minutes left. But even though you may charge, let's say, $95 an hour to $150, right? Whatever you charge, honor the time that the Christ consciousness and the Galactus are asking you to honor them. So whether it took more than 50 minutes, it took you an hour, charge them only for the time you said you would do it for. Because that's what they're wanting to see right now. Can we give? I love it when we had the one show where Jesus walked through and we had talked about throwing a tax collector's table over. And that's what I feel like I'm doing. I'm throwing all that third dimensional tax stuff away and honoring what the Holy Mother and Master Jesus and God and the Creator would want from us right now. And especially the Mother Goddess Gaia. They want that from us and the Goddess Councils. Throw that table over. Realize we're here to help people to stay in this fifth dimension. And the first person that can throw that table over, give me a call.
I love it. Dr. Bree, thank you so much for today. Please give out the website again and the phone number so that people do know how to call you.
All right. So here's the phone number, 253-735-7877. You also can contact Teresa and I at alchemyofthegoddesses.com. or you can go to my website, drbgibbs.com, and I will get a hold of each one of you.
And you have live events. You're going to have speakers there. Really kind of what I like to call consciousness partying.
And that's exactly what we're going to be doing over here, starting at the end of the year, beginning of the year. Thank you, Dr. Pat, for having me on. Thank you.
You betcha. I am so excited about it. I want to thank everybody out there for tuning us in and turning us on. And know that we have listened to everything you've asked for. We are building it. Great team of people, and we love you all. We'll see you next time.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.